and welcome to the ARC Initiative podcast. My name is Liz, and sitting here with me are...
Hi, my name's Clarissa.
Hey, I'm Jazzy, and today we are going to be talking about Noah and the story of the ARC, seeing as we are called the ARC Initiative.
Before we start, why don't we have a word of prayer? Dear Jesus, please be with us in this podcast. Please help someone who's listening to be blessed and help our words to become yours. Amen.
To start, I want to go over some of the key themes within the story that tie together beautifully, in my opinion. We have faith between Noah and God. And although Noah's faith in God had to be stronger, seeing as God already knew that Noah was willing and able, there was likely a mutual faith within the both of them.
Right, exactly.
I agree. Yeah.
The second key theme would have to be perseverance, because truthfully, I cannot imagine the amount of patience and perseverance it takes to build an ark of that scale.
No, literally, like, exactly. And that's also why Noah had to trust God so much, because he was putting in the work, like, throwing his back out, and blood, sweat, and tears were probably dripping out from him.
No, for real. And the third theme is the one that happens to be the most associated with the story, and it's the theme of promise. God's promise to Noah conveyed through the rainbow.
Still then, we could see that Noah continued to have faith in God, that he was going to continue to keep this promise.
Before we continue breaking down the story of Noah's Ark, let's hear a word from our beloved sponsor.
Hey Liz!
Yeah?
Are you looking for someone to sit next to you at church or go on Sabbath walks with?
I mean, not at the moment. I'm kind of...
Well, if that's the case, My Holy Romance is the app for you.
I'm not really trying
My Holy Romance is a dating app for single Seventh-day Adventists who want someone to share their haystacks with. With this app's location feature, you can locate who goes to the churches in your area to make it easier to find the perfect haystack lover. Just swipe for yes and down for no and begin your holy romance.
Okay, yeah, it kind of sounds like fun.
My Holy Romance will give you a 10% discount if you use the code ARK10. That's ARK10. Again, that's ARK10.
So, let's start from the beginning.
You mean the very beginning?
Like, way back in heaven beginning?
Ugh, guys, no, not that far back. I meant the beginning of this story. Anyway, God witnessed the entire population of mankind become evil and wanted to do something about it. Within mankind, God saw Noah as a man with a lot of potential, if you will. God was planning to bring a flood that would destroy everyone and everything, except Noah and his family.
Yeah, so in order to protect Noah, God instructed him to build an ark that was big enough to hold every single type of animal.
God told him, though, that for each animal there should be both male and female, so I'm guessing that ark was probably really packed.
No, like, packed to the brim. And so when the rain started, as expected, it didn't stop and ended up flooding everyone and everything, like we mentioned earlier.
If we look in the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 13, God says to Noah, "I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them."
That was the purpose of the flood. He chose the waters with the same intent he chooses the swords with which his enemies are defeated. Whenever I think about different stories of biblical figures, especially ones where they had to endure different trials and tribulations, for example, like David or Daniel, it's so hard to imagine what that must have been like to put myself in their shoes.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like, we know that Noah built the ark. We've heard the story when we were younger, but we don't really stop to think about the pains that it was probably hurtful to him to stay persistent throughout the 100-year-long project. Like, for 100 years, I would not be that patient. Although his family was with him along and tried to help, being the head of a tremendous and sacred project takes a lot of courage and is honestly a lot of pressure.
It's fascinating, actually, because he had to ignore all his haters, which, I don't know about you guys, but that seems to be pretty hard. When his neighbors would laugh at him or people would just all around object his mission. Through it all, that's when Noah kept being faithful, which in turn is what allowed him to be successful in building the ark.
Right, so the underlying message in the story, specifically within the warning God gave to Noah, it's also a warning to us, right?
Right, like we are the people of the world.
And God is Noah.
Yeah, and he warned us to stray away from the destruction that is to come that will take the people who don't believe in Jesus.
He essentially wants us to be obedient and remain faithful to him in the same way Noah was, because he himself has built a sanctuary to keep us safe and to protect us when he does come. So thank you so much for listening to the ARC Initiative podcast. We're so glad that you guys were able to tune in to our second episode. And we look forward to you guys continuing to stay tuned for our next episodes that are to come.
Bye! Bye.